Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of mind power. Well, as I've been telling you all week, due to our guest having to be rescheduled next week, yes, we are going to be having the Winds of Dune. That's what we were going to be talking about today, but we had to reschedule for next month, which it's only going to be 12 days, and we'll be having Brian Hebert on. But in the interim, this is an open mic day. And you're going to be able to call in and chat with me at any time during this hour. Here is the toll-free telephone number you can call in to, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And as I said, you can call in at any time during the hour since our guest had to be rescheduled, and I'll be happy to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. So here's the number again, 888-815-9756. Now, if you've not called in before, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. After that, you're welcome to ask me a question when I finish giving you my insights about anything that you might be interested in. So again, 888-815-9756. Phone lines are now open. I want to take this opportunity to thank those of you who have been sending me absolutely awesome stories, one of which I'm going to be sharing with you in just a moment. And I so appreciate your taking time out of your busy schedules. If you have a recipe or something that you think I should know about, please do send it along via email to Donna@DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna@DelphiInternational.com. I'm always delighted to receive information from you, and sometimes I'm not able to utilize the material you send me maybe right away, but you never know when it's going to be on the air with me. This is from a fellow Thomas back on the East Coast. He said, Donna, this is a great story. It's called The Wedding Gown That Made History. It's a Jewish POW story, and I have in front of me this beautiful photograph of a young couple, and of course this was taken in the 1940s. Now the backdrop is not what you would expect. It is old wood in strips that's behind them. It looks like maybe the side of a barn, but there's more to this story, and I'm going to be sharing it with you. This is about Lily Friedman. Now, she doesn't remember the last name of the woman who designed and sewed the wedding gown she wore when she walked down the aisle 60 years ago. But this grandmother of seven does recall that when she first told her fiancé, Ludwig, that she had always dreamed of being married in a white gown, he realized he had a special challenge in front of him. Now, Ludwig was tall and lanky. He was 21 years of age. He had survived hunger, disease, and torture. This was a new kind of challenge. How was he ever going to find such a dress in the Bergen-Belsen displaced persons camp where they felt grateful just to have clothes on their back? It seemed that fate was going to intervene in the guise of a former German pilot who walked into the food distribution center where Ludwig worked, and he was eager to make a trade for what he thought was a worthless parachute. And at the time, parachutes were made of silk. In exchange for 2 pounds of coffee beans and a couple of packs of cigarettes, Lily was going to have the material for her wedding gown. Now, it took 2 weeks. The seamstress, apparently her name was Miriam, worked under curious eyes of all of her fellow prisoners, carefully fashioning the 6 parachute panels into a simple long-sleeved gown that had a rolled collar and a fitted waist that tied in the back with a bow. Now, when the dress was completed, she sewed the leftover material into a matching shirt for the groom. A white wedding gown may have seemed sort of like a frivolous request. Why? because the surreal environment of the camps were just anything but what you'd want to have this kind of, well, this kind of a dress in. But for Lily, the dress symbolized the innocent, normal life she and her family had once led before their world seemed to descend into madness. Lily and her siblings were raised in a Torah-observant home in the small town of Zakra, Czechoslovakia, where her father was very much respected by all of the residents of the town and well-liked by the young yeshiva students he taught in nearby yeshiva. Now, he and his two sons, they were marked for extermination immediately when they arrived at Auschwitz. For Lily and her sisters, it was only their first stop on a long journey of persecution, which included Plaszow, Neustadt, Gross-Rosen, and finally, Bergen-Belsen, where she was going to be married. This is what she said. She said, "My sisters and I lost everything, our parents, our two brothers, our home. The most important thing was to build a new home." 6 months later, after Lily's wedding, Lily's sister, Ilona, wore the dress when she married Max Traeger. After that came cousin Rosie. How many brides did wear Lily's dress? She stopped counting after 17. With the camps experiencing the highest marriage rate in the world, Lily's gown was in great demand. Now, in 1948, when President Harry Truman finally permitted the 100,000 Jews who had been in these DP camps since the end of the war to immigrate, this gown came right along with Lily across the ocean to the United States. She was unable to part with her dress. It was just too important to her. So it stayed in the bottom of her bedroom closet for the next 50 years. She said it wasn't good enough for a garage sale. But I was thrilled when I finally found a home for my wedding dress. The home was the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C. Lily had a niece who worked as a volunteer at the museum. When her niece told museum officials about her aunt's wedding dress, who, remember, it was lying down in the bottom of her closet, they recognized immediately the historical significance of this wedding gown, and they displayed the gown in a specially designed showcase guaranteed to preserve it for the next 500 years. But Lily's dress was going to go through another journey. It was going to go to Bergen-Belsen, the museum itself. It opened its doors on October 28, 2007. The German government invited Lily and her sisters to be their guests for the grand opening. At first they declined, but they decided to finally travel to Hanover the following year with their children, their grandchildren, and extended families to view the extraordinary exhibit created for the wedding dress made from a parachute. Now, of course, her family, they were very familiar with the stories about the wedding dress and the weddings, and they were eager to visit this place. They found that the old synagogue, the building had been completely renovated and modernized, but when they pulled aside this beautiful curtain, they were astonished to find that Aaron Kodesh, made from an old kitchen cabinet, had remained untouched as a testament to the profound faith of the survivors. When Lily stood on the bima once again, she beckoned to her granddaughter Jackie to stand beside her where she was once a kalat. She said it was a very emotional trip. We cried a lot. 2 weeks later, Lily, the woman who had once stood trembling before the selective eyes of the infamous Dr. Joseph Mengele, returned home, and she witnessed the marriage of her granddaughter. Now, her three sisters, or I should say the three sisters, Lily, Ilona, and Eva, who together survived Auschwitz, a forced labor camp, a death march, and Bergen-Belsen. They're very, very close and today live within walking distance of each other in Brooklyn, New York. As mere teenagers, they managed to outwit and outlive a monstrous killing machine. They then went on to marry, have children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, and have been ultimately honored by the country that had earmarked them for extinction. As young brides, they had stood underneath the shippah and recited the blessings that their ancestors had been saying for thousands of years. In doing so, they chose to honor the legacy of those who had perished by choosing life. And I have in front of me a photo of Lily, now a very mature lady, and the parachute dress that is on display in the Bergen-Belsen Museum. The day that they were there, 400 people marched 15 miles in the snow to the town of Celle on January 27th, 1946, to attend Lily and Ludwig's wedding. Can you imagine that scene in 1946? The town synagogue had been damaged and desecrated and had been lovingly worked on by those people at that time with the meager materials that they had available. And when the Sefer Torah arrived from England, they converted an old kitchen cabinet into the makeshift Aron Kodesh. This is a fabulous story. It is a fabulous story because it gives an example of how, no matter how ugly things may be, that the human spirit is so phenomenally individualized and independent and aware that it can make beauty where ugliness is. That stories like these, it should make us realize that one person can make a difference. One idea can change the world. It's when we sit back and we don't do anything with those ideas, those concepts. Well, Lily's story may be 60 years old, but is a very precious one. And I want to thank Thomas for sending it to me because I think it is very special. But no matter who you are, no matter what culture you come from, no matter where you are, what your circumstances are, life is a gift, and that gift is meant to be used in the greatest way possible. And sometimes those miracles that we hear about with other people come about because someone says, I can do this. I don't know how, but I will do it. And the universe seems to hear the call many times and says, okay, if you want it, you've got it. And in this case, ironically, though they were German prisoners, it was a German who had a parachute that enabled a wedding dress to be a part of a very significant demonstration of history and human spirit. Donna Sebo here. This is an open mic day. If you would like to call and chat with me, I would be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. Telephone number to call into, toll free, is 888-815-9756. Remember, all I need is your first name or initial, and then I'll tell you what I perceive. How would you like to get paid to recycle your old junk? Well, you've heard the old saying, one person's junk is another person's gold. Well, good gracious, it just seems like we can acquire so much stuff, and we just sometimes hate to throw it away. Well, why don't you sell it? Now, of course, you can put them on eBay or you can put them on Craigslist, but a lot of times we just don't really know what to do, or we're so busy we don't have time to sit down in front of a computer. So I came across some information about companies that will pay you or maybe give you store credit to take what you might consider clutter in your life off of your hands. And some of these companies won't even charge you for sending it to them. So let's talk about some hot items that almost everybody has. iPods. My goodness. You can go online, and if you want to upgrade to the latest one, well, how about if you're looking at getting rid of your older one, making some money off of that, so the cost of buying the new one is going to be substantially less. There is a site called TuneCycle.com, T like Tom, UneCycle.com. And they will give, depending on what kind of an iPod you have, anywhere between $30 and $70 cash for your old iPod. Or you can offer store credit, opt for store credit, I should say, about $50 to $200 towards a new iPod or some other Apple product from SmallDog.com. That's another website, smalldog.com. Now, You can turn your iPod into any Apple retail store, and they automatically give you 10% off of the new one. Well, see which one works best for your pocketbook as far as iPod go. Computers. Holy Joseph, we have so many computers. And the number of computers being discarded is amazing. Well, if you've been storing an old computer and didn't know what to do with it, you can get cash for it at gazelle.com, G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com, or cashforlaptops.com, cashforlaptops.com, or Hewlett-Packard. We'll take it back for you. And this is hp.com/united-states/ho/buyback-recycle/index.html. Oh, I know, that sounds, it's just so long. But let me repeat it. This is Hewlett-Packard. They will take back your computer. hp.com/united-states/ho/buyback-recycle/index.html. Now, you just need to enter some information to find out what it's worth, and you might get anywhere from $40 to $150. You might get more depending on the quality of what you've got. Also, getting on the spot credit, Best Buy and many other independently owned computer stores and computer repair businesses will offer you cash or store credit up to $100. When you walk in with your laptop or desktop computer. Now, you need to call them first, or you can head to bestbuytradein.com for the best offer. I mean, we all have things like this. Why not give them back to the companies that can utilize them? And movies, if you have been wanting to get rid of some of your DVDs that you don't watch anymore, every title you sell can make you up to $15 in cash at buybackmadness.com. That's buybackmadness.com. There's free postage for shipping offered with every trade-in of 16 titles or more. Now, Amazon also has a new movies trade-in program, and it's amazon.com/movies-trade-in, and where you can earn up to $10 in amazon.com online credit per movie title. Older movies, special editions, wow, that's even better. They often fetch higher prices than new releases because fewer people are selling them, which creates a higher demand. Now, you can get on-the-spot credit by walking into your nearest Blockbuster or Hollywood Video and get between $1 to $8 in store credit per movie. So there's all kinds of things. Video games. Woohoo! That's a big one. Lots of times, especially if you've got kids, you've got video games all over the place, and you wonder, what can I do with them? Old video games lying around, your kids don't play with them anymore, it can get you between $8 and $18 per title at spun.com/sell.jsp. That's S-P like Paul, UN.com/sell.j like John, S like Sam, P like Paul. Also, Amazon's got a new game trade-in program. It's amazon.com/trade-in-games. Well, you will earn about $5 to $20 in Amazon.com credit per game. Also, you can head, if you want on-the-spot credit, you can go to your local GameStop. You can go to GameStop.com and get store credit for video games, consoles, and accessories, saving anywhere from $10 to $100 off your next purchase. So we've got all kinds of little goodies to share with you today. But let's take our first caller for the day. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from? Hi, caller. Hello. I can hear you.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you beautifully, dear. You sound like you're right across the desk from me.
Oh, well, you sound as though you're across the earth from me, but that's okay. We can hear each other, and that's cool. My first name is Diana, and I'd like you to tell me anything you can about my art career. I'm able to support myself.
All right, Diana. Where are you calling from?
Nanaimo.
Nanaimo?
British Columbia.
Oh, British Columbia.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, welcome to the show. Now, you're asking about your art. You said the first thing, you'd like to know whatever I see about your artwork.
Yes.
Would you be able to support yourself?
Yes.
Not totally. No.
Oh.
Now, what I'm going to say to you is not what you're going to be expecting. I would want you to recognize that for your art to totally support you, you will need to be aware of different levels of marketing and ways that you can utilize your art so that it is going to be purchased by people who may want to incorporate it into something they're doing. Let me give you an example. It's like maybe some form of advertising, or you are going to do personal design work for people's websites in some way. There is a venue, actually there's 4 to 5 different venues that if you learn how to work with them, each of them could generate an income for you, and combined, then you would be able to make a living. But
good.
It's not just sitting and painting and that's all you're doing and just going to your local art shows
okay.
to sell what you have. It's an entirely different way of thinking than what you have been associated with in the past. So I would not in any way encourage you to give up your art. What I would like for you to do is to go to some of, since you're in BC, to go into some of those technical schools that people will go in for art training.
Yes.
And just be curious. Find out what businesses like to know about their best students. What are the businesses that utilize these artistic skills? What are the various mediums? And what it will do, it will open up a world of possibilities for you that you, to this time, have not considered. You do not need to be a starving artist. But I think it's going to take you a while to totally understand what I'm trying to convey to you. You will be able to do the financial positioning of independence with art, but not as you have it as a concept in your mind at this time.
Right.
Am I making
okay.
sense to you?
Pardon?
Am I making sense?
I expect I'll find out when time has passed and I've done all that you told me to do. Yes, I understand where you're coming from. Yes.
Good, because you have this intuitive, creative part of yourself that is so spontaneous, and people will often ask you for ideas, and it'll just pop into your head, and you just say this, and go, why didn't I think of a ladybug with a turquoise hat, you know, with a strawberry sticking out of the top. And you'll go, I don't know, it just came into my head. Well, that's how your intuition is working to support the creativity that you love.
Huh, okay.
So there is an environment that you can actually, environments that you can utilize it within that will make a lot of people happy, and you will have to become more familiar with business and how to price things and how to do things a certain way, and you'll be very glad you did.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. How'd you learn about the show?
I happen to be a relative of Dawn.
Well, then you know about all the shows. Oh, I love that. That's great. Well, he's a great guy. So and there's just so many good shows on BBS. And I'm so pleased that you called in to chat with me. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. You enjoy your day.
I am. You too.
Bye-bye.
This is Donna Sebo, and give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. We have an open mic hour today, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Donna Sebo here. And again, all I need is your first name or your initial, and then just let me do what I do best and give you the information you need. I want to let you know about my guests that are coming on next week to be with me, and it's such a joy to be able to bring these people to you. On Monday, we're going to be having a musical moment, A Circle of Love. Alan Peterson is the composer and the person that put this together, and Alan just does such a lovely job. So we're going to be sharing that beautiful music with you. Also, we're going to be talking with Diane Marie Pinkard, Just Treat Me Like I Matter. Have you ever felt like sometimes people slight you? Well, we're going to find out how in business this is going to make a significant statement in more than one way. And then Chris Steins is going to be my guest, Women of Wisdom. This book is power-packed because it is all about different women sharing what their knowledge is and their experience. So we're going to talk about this with Chris. And then Echo Bodine is going to be my guest. Her book is My Big Book of Healing. This is such an outstanding publication. And then we're going to be talking to Gloria Arenson. We're going to be talking about procrastination. Is that a companion of yours every once in a while? Well, Gloria has some wonderful suggestions regarding procrastination and how we can just put it in its proper place where it is not with us more than what we would like, because we're all guilty of that at one time or another. So a great lineup of guests, and today I'll be putting the entire listing of the guests for the month of August on, so you'll be able to see it right on BBS, and I'm going to do my darndest to try to get my email newsletter out too. So for those of you that would like to get a copy of that, you'll be able to go to my website once that's put out, or you can send me an email letting me know that you would like to be added to my email mailing list. And then every month, just like clockwork, you will be able to do what so many people, so many thousands of people do, and that is read it, have it available, you know what's going on, you're going to find out my schedule, etc. Donna Sebo here, give me a buzz on this open mic hour, 888-815-9756. If you have a job and you are sitting there sweating bullets and wondering, gee, am I going to be one of these people that's going to be getting a pink slip? Instead of stressing, why not take a very proactive positioning about where you are and what you're doing? So instead of working with a feeling of fear eating at your insides, you instead work from a positioning of being able to feel assertive about yourself. You know, there's been a lot of research regarding employees, and they found that what makes an employee indispensable to an employer is doing one thing at a time. When 300 workers were monitored, they discovered that multitaskers weren't just more stressed, they were also less productive than those who do things one at a time. Why? When you're performing two different mental tasks at the same time, it reduces your brain power available for each one, and why, what it causes, and mistakes or sloppy works. Two, stay upbeat. The upbeat workers are twice as likely to keep their jobs in this economy as negative ones. People that are employers need positive people who are going to keep morale up. So you don't want to be one of these doomsdayers and hanging around the water cooler talking about all the bad stuff in life. You want to be with those people that are going to be positive. Also, people they find that keep themselves physically fit, those that exercise, are much more likely to be more successful at their job than those who don't. They also handle stress a lot better and spend extra time, especially you gals. But hey, you guys, don't forget this. Look good when you go into work. Comb your hair, for heaven's sakes. Ladies, put on a little bit of makeup. Dress. Don't look like you just came out of the dryer and been tumbled for 24 hours. Look good. Guys, having pressed shirts is very important. It makes a difference. And really make a point of doing the best you can at whatever you do, but focus on one area in particular where you really excel, and being a team player. And always remember, being thoughtful and courteous goes a long way. It impresses people. They remember you. And just remember, if you bump into the boss, don't panic. Smile. Have a few things in your head that you automatically say, gee, it's a nice day today, blah, blah, blah. But don't be intimidated by a boss. Realize they're a person, too. Don't be afraid to give people compliments. Those are all tips that, through research, they find make an employee an invaluable member of a workforce. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break in a moment. If you'd like to call in and chat with me, here's the telephone number to call in to, 888-815-9756. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away. More good things to share. Oh, have that pad of paper and pen handy, too. I've got a yummy tomato and bacon pie that I think you'll enjoy. It's good for summer, light, easy on the calories, but also very, very refreshing. And it would do greatly for a nice, light summer dinner. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Don't go away. Hello? Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and we're back. If you want to give me a call, this is an open mic hour, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. I wanted to share some fun information with you. I had a guest on, Jeff Isaac. This was a little while back, and his book is called The Lawyer in Blue Jeans, and some of the wacky laws that we have in the United States I think are absolutely amazing. And why they don't take these silly things off the books is just beyond me. Do you know that in Portland, Oregon, which is a next-door neighbor here in the Pacific Northwest, they have on the books that Oregon people may not whistle underwater? I wonder who came up with that one. In Nebraska, if a child burps during church, his parent may be arrested. Oh, boy. In Norco, California, it's not permissible to carry a fish into a bar. Again, you wonder what was going on at the time that these laws were made. In Wyoming, you may not take a picture of a rabbit from January to April without an official permit. It's just unreal. Los Angeles, it's illegal for a man to beat his wife with a strap wider than 2 inches. Without her consent. Yeah, uh-huh, right, and they've kept that on the books. In Nebraska, donut holes may not be sold. Gee, think of how much business they'd lose. In Texas, when two trains meet each other at a railroad crossing, each shall come to a full stop, and neither shall proceed until the other has gone. Figure that one out. You'd never get out of Texas. In West Virginia, no children may attend school with their breath smelling of wild onions. Again, in California, there's another wonderful law. It's forbidden to spit on the ground within 5 feet of another person. In New Jersey, it's illegal to slurp soup. And in Los Angeles, it's against the law to complain through the mail that a hotel has cockroaches, even if it is true. Now, what you do is you go to the front desk and you tell them. And if you're wise, you bring one in a little container and say, here, this is for you. In Ventura, California, it's illegal to make ugly faces at dogs that are found freely roaming the community. Unbelievable. In Oregon, drivers must yield to pedestrians who are standing on the sidewalk. Now, if they're on the sidewalk, why do you have to yield to them? Why didn't it... Never mind. We won't go there. It makes you wonder what people have to do with their time. Aren't we paying these people that we call politicians and representatives? Oh, well, what do I know? Anyhow, Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, I mentioned that I have a wonderful recipe for a tomato and bacon pie. Now, this is a recipe that actually you could adapt in many different ways for yourself, whatever ingredients might be your favorite light summer vegetable ingredients. And it's the type of thing that is perfect for a dinner if you want to have something really, really light. It's a form of a quiche, and of course, quiches are one of my favorite dishes to prepare, especially when I'm having company, because you can just do so much with it. But I really like this one, and I thought I would share it with you. And the Sebo household loves bacon, and we really enjoy the rich, smoky bacon taste. And so this is something that just is absolutely wonderful. Now, these are the ingredients you're going to need. It's very easy. It's just wonderful. A pound of red and or yellow tomatoes. You need about 3 of them. And if you're growing your own like we are, boy, it's going to be a while before you have them. So these you're going to have to get at the store. But the red and the yellow tomatoes really give a nice contrast. But you're going to need about 1 pound of them, 3. Then you're going to need 4 eggs at room temperature, 4 eggs. 2/3 of a cup of milk, 2/3 of a cup of milk, 1 cup of grated Gruyere cheese, that's about 4 ounces worth. You need 2 scallions, you want to chop them up, it'll come to about 1/2 cup, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh parsley, and you can use dried if you don't have fresh, but fresh is going to give a different taste, 1/2 teaspoon of salt and 1/4 teaspoon of pepper, and then 2 slices of cooked bacon. And you want to cook them so they're nice and crisp and, of course, drain the bacon and then crumble it up. And then you need 1 frozen 9-inch deep dish pie crust. And that, of course, you can make your own or you can buy it at a local store, which is, you know, wonderful. Now, just a tip that I learned from one of the guests that I had on the show, you can use the 9-inch or if you wanted to use like an 8-inch square pan, you can take that pie crust out of that tin unit if you're buying it at the store and just, you can manipulate it and move it around and put it into a different one if you want. And it'll work just beautifully. Also, a tip, you can use puff pastry instead of a deep dish pie crust, whichever way you want to do it. Anyway, what you're going to do is preheat your oven to 375 degrees, you place a baking sheet on the center oven rack as the oven is heating up. You want another baking sheet up on your counter with paper towels. You want to fill it up with paper towels there. And you want to cut 8 1/4-inch thick slices with the tomatoes, and you want to place them in a single layer on one side of the paper towels. And then you want to chop up the remaining tomatoes. And you place them on the other side of the paper towels. And then what you're doing this for is to drain the water out of the tomatoes. Otherwise, your egg custard here just is never going to come together. It's just going to have too much liquid in it. So you want to be sure that you drain your tomatoes. And that just takes a few minutes to do. And then in a large bowl, what you're going to do is beat your eggs and your milk and then stir in your 3/4 cup of your cheese. You're putting all your scallions, your parsley, your salt, and your pepper, and it's all combined. It's just wonderful. Then you stir in your chopped tomatoes that have drained, and if you're not sure that they've drained enough, then take an additional paper towel or two and just pat those tomatoes that have been all laid out on the towels. Just pat them a little bit, and any other moisture will come up. But you put the tomatoes and the bacon right in your egg mixture, and you pour it into the crust. Now, those 8 slices that you had of the tomatoes, you top what's the custard there, uncooked custard. You then put your tomato slices on the top, overlapping them just slightly. Now, you're going to put it in that hot 375-degree oven. You're going to let it bake for about 30 minutes, sprinkling it evenly with a remaining 1/4 cup of cheese. After that 30 minutes, you bake it then another 15 or 20 minutes, and you'll know how nicely done it is because your cheese is just going to have this wonderful golden brown tone to it, and it's going to be very firm. And then you let it stand. When you take it out of the oven, let it stand for about 10 minutes. because then you'll be able to serve it comfortably. And, of course, when you have the custard in the pie crust, that gives it a little bit more solidarity. But this is something that is just absolutely wonderful, served, like I said, for a summer evening, and have a salad with it, a glass of wine, and you just have a wonderful, wonderful meal. And don't be afraid to experiment with some different cheeses. You might want to try Parmesan or, you know, something other in the way of a cheese, maybe some mozzarella. You're going to try a little bit of this, a little bit of that, maybe mixed cheeses. But this is a very good dish, and it makes for light eating, and people will have a good time, and you'll have room for that delicious chocolate dessert, whatever that chocolate dessert might be. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Telephone number to call into. This is an open mic hour. The number to call is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And all I need is your first name or your initial, and then after that, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. Now, if you're busy in the garden and you would just like to know about some little tips that could maybe make your garden a little, well, garden soil a little richer, this is something that I think I've heard a little bit about in the past, but I'd never really heard it in this way. And it has to do with eggshells. In our house, we eat a lot of eggs. That's one of the mainstays that we have because we're always in a hurry and it's easy to scramble eggs or whatever. So before you know it, you can accumulate a lot of eggshells. Well, eggshells do wonderful in composting. But I had not heard about taking 15 to 20 eggshells, putting them in a gallon of water, and boiling it for a few minutes. Then you let the shells cool in the water overnight. You then strain out the shells, and you use that water to, you know, water your outdoor plants, your fruits, whatever vegetables you might be growing once a week, because it gives them, what's extracted by the water when the shells are sitting in the water is a tremendous amount of calcium and potassium. And the plants absolutely love it. And I thought this was a great idea. So why not try it? Save up those eggshells. If you are a composter, maybe they're already in your composter pile. Well, what a great thing to do. Have a gallon jug and just, you know, let them sit overnight. Strain out the shells. They still can go in your compost pile. But you have that nutrient-rich water. Also, if you want to get rid of mosquitoes, and I've heard of this one before too, pin a used fabric softener sheet to your shirt or clip some to the bottom of chairs and tables. They don't like it. Bugs seem to go someplace else. And then, if you are painting, if you use an old gallon jug with a hole cut out of the front to hold the paint, the jug handle will make it easy to hold while you're painting trim or going up and down a ladder. Good suggestion there. And also, if you have kids and you want to stop your car clutter, someone suggested a metal cake pan with a sliding lid as a great lap desk for children traveling in your car. Hey, that's a good thought. Those are used for transporting cakes. Having something for kids, that's a great idea. Crayons, books, pencils, and other supplies can be stored inside and up and off the floor, and the lid makes a great writing surface for children, so this is really a good idea, I think. Also, if you have a problem where you need to vacuum in tight or narrow places, fasten or flatten a paper towel tube and tape it to the end of a crevice tool, and you'll be able to get those extra inches you need, maybe to get behind a cabinet or something else, and you'll still have the suction power that you need. I just love these tips that people come up with. I think they're just great. And you can benefit from them, too. This is Donna Sebo, and I want to remind you that the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair is starting. That's right. It's starting this weekend, and for those of you who are listening from the state of Washington or surrounding areas and you would like to come to this great event, which is held the first three weekends in August, I have some free family passes left. Not many. I've got about four now, so if you'd like to get yours, then just give me a call because I want to get it to you as quickly as possible. And, of course, mail is the way I'm going to get it to you unless you live in my neighborhood, and then you'll be able to come to the office and get it. But otherwise, call me at 800-872-8852. That's 800-872-8852. If my line should be busy and I don't answer, then leave your name. Say that you're interested in the free family pass for the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair, and I will need your address. So, and also your phone number, so I can call you back and confirm everything, and I'll get it off into the mail to you right away. But it's starting tomorrow, and I'm excited. It's going to be costume fantasy time. It's wonderful. And I encourage any of you that want to go. I've been involved with these wonderful people for a number of years, and it is just exceptional every time they put it on. People come in from all over the U.S. and even from different parts of the world to attend this wonderful event. So I invite you to join us as well, and I do have those free passes. But go to their website, WashingtonRenFair.com. That's WashingtonRenFair.com, and you will be able to see exactly what they're going to be offering. It is wonderful. It is a family entertainment on so many levels, and there's nothing more exciting to a child than to see all the costumes and the tradespeople and the knights in shining armor. And believe me, their armor shines. And the weather is going to be just fantastic to join us. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break, so don't go away. I know we've got a caller on the line. I'll be getting to you right after we hear these messages. Don't go away.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hip, hip, huzzah! My lords and ladies, come one, come all, to the 11th annual Washington Renaissance Fair at Mara's Farms in Buckley, Washington, during the first 3 weekends in August, beginning August 1st. Bring family and friends to become part of the excitement, cheering for your favorite knight as he jousts for noble causes. Gain an audience with Her Majesty the Queen as she knights young lords and ladies, or enjoy a tankard of ale and a turkey leg experiencing the wonders of the Renaissance.
Live the legend!
Gates open 10 o'clock.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.DelphiInternational.com. That 800 number again,
872-8852. Hi, this is Donna. Let's get to our first next caller. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Well, I'm doing wonderfully, hon. Where are you calling from?
I'm Ann in Royal Oak, Michigan.
Royal Oak, Michigan. Are you cooking back there?
No. It's just perfect.
Really?
It's lovely. It couldn't be better.
And what's your first name or initial?
Ann.
All right. And, well, I know we're so grateful here in the Pacific Northwest. We've had a heat wave that's unparalleled in this area. We just felt like we were going to turn into you know, just these little pieces of butter after a while, human butter. But the truth is now it's cooled down just a bit, and it's in the 80s. It's just gorgeous, and we love it at this level. It's just wonderful. But 106 to 110 is a bit much. Can't handle that very well. Let's get down to business.
I hear that.
Ah, yes. Let's get down to business with you. And the first thing I'm looking at are some bills that I'm seeing you having to contend with. And that's not really that big a deal, but there's an anxiousness on your part because you know that you can do more with yourself and your life. And so I think there's a bit of a frustration with money, but it's not really the money. And that sounds a little wacky when I'm saying it, but bear with me. What's happening with you is that it's time for you to blossom. It's time for you to invest in yourself in any way you possibly can so that your level of expertise can expand. And the reason it needs to be done is that it's time for you to grow again. It is time for you to step into a new role that you really have been preparing yourself for a long, long time. And I don't know if you need a certain kind of certification or an accreditation of some kind that's just going to give you that little bit of extra something that you need. Whatever it is, you focus on yourself and focus on doing for you what needs to be done. And you are going to discover that there are many opportunities going to be available for you, and people are just going to be thrilled to have you around them because you have integrity, you have good working skills, you have good standards, and you really believe in giving 100%. And so this is something that's going to serve you very well. Now, on the other hand, I do see, as hardworking as you are, I am looking at the fact that there are a couple of individuals around you that are very frustrating to you because you're not seeing them carrying what you feel they should be carrying in the way of responsibilities. All I would ask you to do is don't try to take on their stuff. Let them handle their own responsibilities. Don't clean up after them in any way, shape, or form. You need to be able to let them deal with their own discomforts and not be a rescuer. You have a tendency to do that with people at times until you get so mad and so disgusted that you just dump everything. And I would say, don't get so mad and disgusted. Do the right thing from the beginning. And when I say the right thing, it is be a good observer. If someone has a tendency of passing the buck, just have a sign somewhere that says, the buck stops with you. Not, it doesn't even come over to me. You're the one that has to handle the responsibility, and then just walk away. And they're not going to like it because you're very good as a rescuer. It's not serving you well, and you know that. So be true to yourself. This is the time for you to really look at what is most important for you and then take care of that. And getting your rest, and that can mean getting 8 hours of sleep. It could mean just having quiet moments where you refresh yourself. But you need to have those spaces of time for yourself because you're really in what I call a shape-shifting mode for your life, for your style of living, for what you want. And I'm not talking about going backwards either. I'm talking about going forward. And this is the time to really become more familiar with who you are, what you want, what you like, what you don't like, and just realize you're the one that's going to put it all together. There's no fairy godmother out here. I'm sorry. If I find one, I'll loan her to you. But you just are going to be doing this yourself. This is nothing new. You've had to work for everything in your life, my dear. It's still the same, but you're going to have an easier time of it because you've got so much experience behind you. What would you like to ask me today?
Thank you for that. I really do feel like I'm on the cusp of something better, something big and something better. And,
you are.
I feel like I'm also, I wouldn't call it inertia, but I think one of the things holding me back, and I am trying to let go of trying to be too helpful to other people, but I want to move. I really feel like I can't do what I'm supposed to do in this world until I get to another place.
I disagree.
And
I think you can start. Hun, I'm sorry to have to do this to you, but we're just about out of time here. So if you wanted to call back, you know, next week sometime, feel free to do so, and let's address this with more detail. But let me say this to you. You
okay.
Start right where you are, period. Right where you are. Start right where you are. Do not be concerned about the perfect place. It doesn't exist. Start where you are. That you want to move, that'll happen. That's coming up, but not today. So you need to just shift your attitude a little bit. Start right where you are. Look at what you can do for yourself right now. And think about what I told you a moment ago. Put it all together, and the rest of it will fall into place.
Okay. God bless you for that. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. And, Ann, you're just going to do beautifully. I'm sorry we're out of time. You take care.
Yeah.
Have a fabulous weekend. And this is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. The light that's inside of you needs to be seen by others, no matter where you are, no matter who you are. Remember, turn it on. Keep it on. Because you never know who may need that light so that they can find their way. This is Donna Sebo. Talk with you on Monday. Music. Yes, the circle of love. We'll be talking about it then. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.